Well, Coach, start off, talk a little bit about this past Saturday's game with St. Joe Ogden, and a game where you had a lead in the first half, got up 21-7 at one point, and had a lead into the second half. And it seemed like a couple of turnovers just really kind of hit pretty hard, and you couldn't recover from them.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good football game. Obviously, kind of reflecting back on it, kind of trying to unpack it a little bit this last week. You know, I thought that there were a couple critical stretches in the game that hurt us. I felt like when we scored, we went up 21-7. There was about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, and we got outscored 10-0 in that three-minute stretch to make it, you know, 21-17 at half. We still had the lead, but, you know, maybe we weren't feeling quite as good as we could have at halftime. You know, obviously, they went down, scored quickly, and so felt like offensively we needed to try to answer back and at least get a field goal with Cole's ability to kick the ball. And we picked up a couple first downs there, but, you know, we had a couple incompletions, which happens, and they were able to use a timeout and get the ball back and get a field goal. So thought that was kind of an important stretch. And then, obviously, you know, the third quarter, they got the ball coming out, and they put together a good drive and drove down, I think, inside the 15, and our defense rose up and got a stop. And, you know, I felt like that was kind of the deal. You know, both offenses moved the ball well, and it was kind of like who could get stops, you know. You know, we had all the momentum. We drove down, and then obviously, you know, I had the turnover, and then the very next play they score. You know, those are huge points in the game that it's hard to overcome some of that stuff and give them credit for making that play. And, you know, obviously we were frustrated, you know, the things that happened, and but, you know, it's a football game, and some of those things are going to happen. You just try to limit them and find ways to overcome them, but sometimes it gets a little bit tough to overcome them in the end.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you talked about that sequence in the third quarter with the fumble and then they scored. You know, it's one thing to get a turnover because that happens. That's football. But to see them come back with a 90-yard play right after that, that was really the backbreaker, because if you could come up with a stop there, you could get yourself right back in the same situation.
Right. You know, and we always talk about, you know, turn the page, next play, you know, And so obviously, you know, we didn't want to turn it over, but it happened, and it's like, all right, defense, hold them down, and give them credit for having the guts to throw the ball deep in their own end. And it was a huge play, and you know, once the guy got behind us, it was over, and you know, we didn't have the ability to catch him. And so that was, yeah, I mean, if we get the ball back, you know, at midfield, we may go down and score a touchdown to end the third quarter and you know, be up 11 points going into the fourth quarter. You know, it just kind of turns and teeters on little plays here and there. And, you know, obviously, after that happened, we were able to drive down and get a field goal late in the third and to tie it back up. But it felt like we were just kind of playing from behind the rest of the way. They kind of had the momentum, and they were able to punch one in there, I think, in the fourth. And we drove down and got inside the 20 and turned it over again. But, you know, it's tough. Like, say you put yourself up against the wall a little bit sometimes. It's tough to make all the plays you need to against a good team. And definitely felt like it was a winnable game. And that's probably the most frustrating thing is, you know, feel like we had the ability to win it and could have done a couple things here or there to win the game and still be playing this week. So that's always tough to take and just try to learn from it and think about, you know, how we can do things differently as coaches to try to take care of those things. And, you know, obviously part of the game of football. If you watch enough football, you've seen that stuff, and we just got to keep working on it.
I think, Coach, too, it highlights the fact that you had a team that got in 5-4, and they had some injuries. They really weren't a 5-4 team, but you've got a conference like they play in. It does toughen you. There's no doubt. The more you play against tough games and tough opponents, it does kind of toughen you up a little bit extra.
Yeah, 100%. And then, you know, and then they went out of conference and scheduled another team that was 9-0, and you know, having the ability to do that and to really push yourself is a huge advantage. I mean, they play in a great conference. You know, obviously, you know, Bloomington Central Catholic went 9-0, and you know, Monticello was a 7-2 team, losing just to Bloomington Central Catholic, and in Tolono, and then obviously St. Joe's playing Tolono this weekend. So a lot of good programs with a lot of deep tradition. You know, I think that's one thing that we look at. You know, I think that the more we can do to strengthen our conference in football, I think the more it's going to help our teams in the postseason. You know, coming from a closed conference, you know, I think that one of the things that, you know, looking at it is, you know, how can we get better? I think that, you know, when the conference is better, then we get a chance to be pushed more during the regular season. We can push ourselves in the summer and go out and see competition. And it's just a little different, you know, obviously, you know, so whatever we can do I think we've seen years where the conference is up, you know, and there's a lot of good teams. It's, you know, highly competitive. I think back to 2017 when we went, you know, 6-3 and ended up in the quarterfinals and had a chance to win that game too. And our conference was super, super strong that year and just felt like we were prepared. So I think just trying to keep strengthening football in our area and at the youth level and then into high school. And, you know, obviously we're competing against each other, but when everybody gets stronger, your opportunity to grow, I think, increases.
You know, that's the weird thing about playing in a closed conference too, is you have an idea whether your conference is strong or weak, but sometimes you really don't know that until you start seeing other people, do you?
Sure. I mean, and sometimes you end up with a closed conference, you end up with a pecking order, and it's hard to break that pecking order. And, you know, like you said, if you feel like you have a good group, you know, you can, you know, if you're in a situation where you're in a non-closed conference, I mean, then you can go out and try to schedule those, you know, or maybe if you're talking about like wrestling or basketball, you can, you know, you can pick up some games where you feel like, you know, hey, we're gonna have a really strong group the next couple of years. We can go out and challenge ourselves and travel and seek out some competition. And, you know, obviously we love our conference. We love our schools. We have a great relationship with the schools in our conference. And I think that, you know, obviously a small school, you're going to have ebbs and flows of talent. And you know, you're going to have different coaching changes and things that go with it. But like I said, anything that we can do to make football stronger in our area, I think it's just going to help us. You know, getting pushed week in, week out is always a good thing. And whether we have to manufacture those challenges for ourselves or our opponents are able to do that, I think are things we can focus on for the future.
I think rivalries help with that too, because that just intensifies things, like with Pena, with Carlinville, and especially with Greenville. When you've got that intense rivalry, plus they're a good team, that adds to it, and I think that toughens you up even more.
Sure. I mean, I think we grew a lot from confidence-wise from week three in the win, and I think we grew a lot in terms of toughness from week six. And I think, you know, maybe kind of ironically, I think, you know, maybe what we went through week six helped us in week 11 when we played Greenville again. And, you know, to have enough guts to stick through a bad start and make some plays and get the job done, I think that, you know, those are all growing moments. And obviously we talk about, you know, breaking ice. And that was our hope, you know, for this year to kind of break through. But I mean, it was the first time in 6 years we've been to the quarterfinals, and you just got to keep pushing the standard. And I feel like we're doing things the right way, and you got to believe that we can break through and get the job done.
Coach, looking at this season, this 2025 season, I mean, like you just talked about, getting to the quarterfinals for the first time in 6 years, the undefeated regular season. It was, regardless of how it ended, you know, it's like one more week, but it was still a great season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it was an enjoyable season. We have a lot of really good kids, and we're losing some of those kids, but we got some of those kids coming back, you know, and not just good players, but good people. And like I said, a lot of kids invested a lot of time in trying to make our program better, and I'm proud of them for that. And you know, obviously they all have a spot in my heart, you know. And that's the thing, that, you know, the longer you do this, the more it becomes about, you know, initially I think you're trying to prove yourself, hey, I'm a good coach, hey, I can do this, hey, I can do that, and look at me. And now it's more about the relationships with my kids and how they feel about their experience playing football and being a Vandal and what it means to them. And obviously we're competitors. We want to win every game and go undefeated and be state champs. And those are things that we talk about with our kids. But probably the number one thing for me is how they feel about their experience and their time as a football player and just know that we care about them and that we'll care about them forever.
Yep, absolutely. And we talk about that so much with athletics. It's so much more than what's on the field. There's a lot of life lessons that go into this too.
For sure. I mean, you know, we got guys that were stars. We got guys that are role players. We got guys that are practice players. And, you know, I think for the most part, most of our guys bought into things. We didn't have a lot of complaining. And obviously there was people that wished their role was different. And I think that one of the things you got to learn is sometimes in life you're asked to play a role, and you got to do that to the best of your ability. And then if you're not happy with your situation or your role, you got to do something about it, not complain about it. I think that, you know, our society likes to complain and make excuses for why things are the way they are, when in reality, hopefully athletics teaches kids that if you don't like the way it is, do something about it, don't complain about it, and make something happen and change it, you know. And if you have that mentality with your life, then I think you're going to be happier and more successful. And obviously, I think we got a bunch of kids that are going to accomplish great things and like I said, be great people. And that's a goal. And if we're doing that every year, then I think we're successful. Obviously, like I said, we're competitors and we want to win every game. But eventually it's going to end. Even if you go 14-0, it's going to end. And then they're going to graduate. And then they got to go be men and raise families and hold up, you know, our community or other communities that they move away.
Absolutely. And I know that's the ultimate goal, is to be able to look back 10, 15 years from now as a coach and say, hey, he's turned into a great guy and he's raising a family or, you know, got a great job or whatever. And that's the great part about it, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we get a lot of gratification out of, you know, the fact that we've got former players coaching on our staff and we've got, you know, former kids that are doing things, you know, I think one of the more enjoyable things that I've had happen recently is being able to coach, you know, with the youth wrestling and having a lot of, being kind of the old dad with a lot of my former wrestlers, you know, having kids in there and getting to be with those guys and see them teach kids wrestling, you know, or like I said, some of our, you know, alums of Coach Z and Coach Wells, Coach Luke and those guys, being able to get in there and help us with football and seeing people get involved at the junior football level with our JFL program. We've always had a strong program. And so you hang around long enough, you see it kind of cycle through, and it's kind of rewarding to see those people that have been part of your program and part of those 6 a.m. workouts and all that stuff, kind of doing things to affect the next generation and the next group of kids that are coming through your building.
Coach, I was going to talk a little bit about next year and beyond, and you do lose some great seniors, obviously some guys that you don't replace. There's no way to replace them, but you do bring back a really nice group, a really good core group, and you got some guys this year that are underclassmen that stepped up with big years that should be pretty set for big senior seasons.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an opportunity for, you know, some of our juniors and sophomores to really step in and have, you know, go from, you know, maybe not playing much as a junior to possibly starting both ways or you know, maybe starting on offense or starting on defense. I think there's going to be, you know, a lot of opportunity. We had, I think 8 starters on defense that were seniors and 7 on offense. But like you said, we do bring back a big junior group and several kids that have played varsity minutes. But I also think that one of the things we'll see next year is the depth of our program, what we've been dealing with this junior class and the number of kids. And, you know, obviously, like I said, there's going to be a lot of opportunities. It's going to be hard to replace some of these guys. You look at the all-conference team that came out and, you know, obviously, you know, with Connor being all-state twice and, you know, Bryce starting both ways for a couple of years now and Forbes developing the way he did and, you know, Kate Osborne going from a guy that didn't play much as junior to starting both ways and those other guys too that filled roles. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of opportunity. You know, a guy like Brendan McCarty came out as a senior and hadn't played and played both ways for us. And Jordan was a both two-way player. And so there's a lot of opportunities for guys to step in, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I think this is a really big offseason for us in terms of development. You know, we've got a group of kids that will be heading to their senior year that – it's kind of the year where they can really make some big strides on their body, growing and getting stronger. And I also like to see that a lot of those kids are participating in other sports. You know, they're either a wrestler, a basketball player, they play baseball or run track. I think that's great, too, to be competing all the time and going to help him out next football season. So, yeah, we're disappointed. Obviously, if you're doing things the right way, you're always losing good kids, and we're losing another really good group that's had a lot of success. You know, I think, you know, they've been to the quarterfinals and the second round twice through 3 years of varsity, and a lot of those guys have had a huge impact on that, from, you know, the win down at Lawrenceville to, you know, to get into the second round last year, the quarterfinals this year, and they're going to be harder to play. So opportunities are abundant, and we'll be looking for some of our freshmen to step up and play a role too. And it's just exciting to see that process come together over the next year.
You know, and you mentioned a couple of guys that I was thinking about, Forbes and Osborne, and those are the perfect examples of why when you're a sophomore and you're a junior, you keep working, because Forbes just had an outstanding senior season. Osborne did too, you know, and those kind of things happen sometimes. Guys just take that big leap, maybe not their junior year. Maybe it is between their junior and senior year sometimes.
For sure. I mean, that we call them program guys, and get them involved in the program, keep doing the right things, and trust the process that's going to work. And, you know, a guy like Isaac's a huge example. I mean, he hadn't played football until he was a sophomore in high school, and we convinced him to play, and his parents were on board with it. And, you know, he worked hard to develop and be good. I give him a lot of the credit for doing that once we got him involved, and, you know, was able to be a star as a junior, and then a two-way all-conference player as a senior. Just pretty amazing growth. And, you know, like you said, we've had a pretty good track record with guys maybe not playing a lot as a junior year and then having huge senior years. And just kind of, I think we got a lot of guys that are right there in our junior class, and people are going to be like, where did they come from? And I think people are going to be surprised. You know, I think that they'll put the work in and develop. And as coaches, you always worry, you know, how are we going to replace these guys? What are we going to do with the line? What are we going to do defensively at DB? We're losing everybody, and next thing you know, we just kind of get out there and get going in the weight room and get out on the field in the summer, and it starts coming together. And I just think you just got to trust in the process and do things the right way, and everything else will kind of take care of itself, and we'll see where we're at come next fall.
That's the difference between having a good group and a good team and having a good program, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we're really big on, is trying to have something that's sustainable, you know, that doesn't ride the ebbs and flows of talent. Obviously, you know, some years you feel like you're a little more talented than other years. It's small school football, but, you know, you look at some of these programs that are where we're trying to get to, and they're able to do it every year. And I understand that some of these towns are in a position where they're close enough to metro areas that people know their program's good, and the kids are moving in there, you know, ridiculous rates to be part of those programs. But I also think that there's some schools like us that, you know, are kind of in a similar situation that are able to be good every year. And that's our goal. You know, we've had a fair amount of success. We're definitely not happy with where we're at now. And we're all driven competitors, and, you know, not going to say, oh, we did have a great season and we love these kids. And it's just, we're always going to keep pushing to try to achieve more and do more. We believe that if we work hard enough, we can get there.
One position that you got to feel pretty good about coming back next year is your quarterback position. You got two guys that can play the spot, and the one that isn't going to be in there, you know, they're both versatile enough to do a lot of things. So that's a pretty big thing to have, isn't it?
For sure. And I think that they're both able to do so much. Obviously, they're, you know, both all conference players and key for the second time. And, you know, I think that whatever we do next year, we're going to have to build around those guys. And I think that they've both handled the situation really well. I think they're both great teammates. And, you know, obviously it was a tough decision what to do, you know, going into that game. And with Q being a little bit banged up and not being able to take reps early in the week, we kind of made a decision to let, you know, Andrew run the offense. And you know, he did a great job. And, you know, Q was in there some plays and did some good things too, and did some great things as a receiver. And obviously when Andrew was playing receiver, he did some really good things, and thought he got better as the year went on at receiver and his blocking and those things. So, yeah, obviously those two guys will be guys that we can build around with Dom and Noah back on the line. So, you know, we got two guys that start every game at line, and two guys that can play the quarterback position and play receiver. And Like I said, I think we got some other guys that are kind of chomping at the bit to get their shot, and we're just kind of log jammed behind some seniors, so it'll be exciting to see how that comes together. I feel like we'll be all right at the skill positions, and we'll need to figure out the line and kind of gel together as a group and try to replace those guys who graduated there.